Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show.
Good Monday morning, everybody. It is Monday, May 14th, I think, and I am so excited to be on the air. I want to thank you so much for joining me here today. I have a couple of important announcements before I get started. So excited about this stuff. The first one is just near and dear to my heart. I don't have children personally, but I have 3 nieces that own me, and if you're an aunt, you know what I mean. They literally own me. So last year, my 11-year-old niece and 17-year-old niece came up with this fundraiser called the Superhero Stomp. And it is a race. Now, the 11-year-old came up with this idea. I think she was 10 at the time. And she came up with this idea to do a fundraiser for the children in their city, Pewaukee, that had cancer. There were 4 children fighting terminal cancer. And they wanted to do something to help the families of those children. And my 17-year-old niece, who she was then 17, goes to Pewaukee High School. They decided, yes, let's do this. Let's use this as our yearly fundraiser. So they put it together and they raised a significant amount of money for this cause. And the money, all of the money, went directly to the families to help them. Because if you even if you have the health insurance, the time you need to take off of work, all of the extra costs that go into taking care of somebody who's ill is just astronomical. So again, this year, my niece is now 18 and a senior and cramming for her finals and trying to get everything ready for her first year in college next year. And all those things that, though, with the ending of being a senior, is doing this race again, doing this fundraiser again. It's called the Superhero Stomp. And yes, I would normally never do this, but I'm going to do it today. I am going to ask you to go to the page that they have set up, www.raceentry.com, RaceEntry.com, RaceEntry. And if it's in your heart and your finances and you feel moved to do this, please make a donation. If you're in the area on Saturday, Pewaukee area, this is going to be up in the area. Come on out and join us. Everybody dresses up like superheroes, and they do this run. There's a special run for little kids dressed up as superheroes. Last year, all the stormtroopers and Darth Vader showed up. You can see the pictures on the website. It was quite phenomenal, just so phenomenal. And I'm hoping this year they can exceed their goals once again. So that's my first announcement and my most important announcement this morning. The race is this Sunday, May 20th. Let me double check my book here. Yep, May 20th. Anything you can donate will help a child fighting terminal cancer. And remember, this does not go to research. There are no proceeds that get taken out. Everything goes directly to these families to help them during this very difficult time. And so that's my first announcement. My second one, June 20. I should have these dates written down so I don't have to look at my book. June 15th, Friday night, 6 p.m., I will be at Half Price Books in Brookfield, Wisconsin. And June 23rd, I will be at the Crown Plaza in Milwaukee, the airport location, Aviation Theater. The Half Price Books is a book signing of my 5 books, and the Aviation Theater is me doing Messages from Above live. Woo, yay! The crowd goes crazy. Okay, see, I don't need sound effects. I am the sound effects. Okay, if I'm not good sound effects, I'm still the sound effects. Okay, now let's get to why y'all are listening. You would love some answers to your questions. For all my mothers, whether you're a mother to a fur baby, a bird baby, or an actual baby, Happy Mother's Day. I hope you had just the most amazing day yesterday. Now we are going to go to the first caller, 917. Hello, 917. How can I help you?
Hello. Hi. My name is Anna, and I would Yeah, I would like to know if you see any upgrade in my work, like either a pay or a change of title.
Yeah, that's coming in about now I'm hearing 6 months, okay? So that means it could happen any time between now and 6 months. Is it possible for you to take an ongoing education course? And now let me explain, this doesn't have to be collegiate. This could be something internal, like a training program that they are offering, or just a training that will significantly improve your viability for a new position. Is there a possibility for that with you?
Yeah, there is.
They're saying do it. And I want to tell you, it's okay if everybody laughs at me. I know I was channeling that statement because I cannot use that many big words in one sentence ever on my own. So what I want to tell you is take this training or this class or this program, whatever it is, take it. It is going to make you a much better, a much stronger candidate for the position and a much better asset to the company, whatever company that you're with. Now, I do feel like that time frame is approximately 6 months. Now, that depends on your actions and what you do. Okay, you can't go, okay, 6 months, I'm going to sit back and slack and just wait. No, you have to be very proactive. You have to show them you're the right person for the position always, every day. I feel like there will be a move up. They're showing me a flight of steps, and they're showing me you moving from one step up to the next step, which is symbolic for a move up in the company. So make sure that you are taking any extra training or classes that you can take, and this should be a done deal. Okay?
Okay.
Well,
yeah,
I hope that this was very, very helpful for you.
Thank you.
You are so welcome, and I hope you have an amazing rest of the day.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your help.
You are so welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we are going to go to the next caller. Now, before I do that, again, I want to give you I know, you guys, please don't get annoyed with me for this. I'm just so excited for my nieces putting this fundraiser together and helping these children. RaceEntry.com, RaceEntry.com. Please go there, check it out, let me know how you feel about it. And again, if it's in your heart, please help in any way you can. 843. Hello, 843. How are you today?
Hello, how are you? I'm good. My name is Brittany. I would like a message.
Okay, who would you like your message from, love?
It could be spirit guides, like whatever you see in my life, like career, love life, whatever you see.
Okay, so because it's only a 30-minute show, I work better with a direct question. I could just give you some random message. It wouldn't be as special. It wouldn't be a random message. But I always say, you know, don't you have a question, a specific question you want to ask? Because that helps me tune right into your energy and what's coming in for you.
Okay. What do you see coming up for my love life?
Okay. Well, sweetie, your name is Brittany, correct?
Yes.
Okay, Brittany, sweetie, you are sassy, and I like that. You have on the outside, you are all in glitter, and you shine like no other, but on the inside, you're still that little 5-year-old girl saying, am I good enough? And I'm going to, baby girl, I'm going to start clearing that right now for you, okay?
Okay.
And you're going to feel some stuff coming out of your heart, because that's instantly, as I started clearing that is instantly where I felt it go from. And it's actually wanting to bring tears to my eyes. So we're just going to, we're going to clear this now. You might feel some stuff leaving. I'm going to tell you, I'm feeling in 3 months you're going to meet someone. Now, this person is a good person, a solid person. Okay, you two are going to have a connection, but it is not a longer term connection. Okay, sometimes we have somebody come in, and this person helps us get back up on the horse and get back into the groove of things, if you will. Okay, then at the 6-month mark, the person who is a very significant person is going to be coming into your life. Now, I feel like I lost Brittany, but that's okay. I am going to finish her message and move on to the next caller. So at that 6-month mark, then that will be a significant partner, and it will be a very promising long-term relationship. So I just want you to hold on. When you meet that man at the 3-month mark, just kind of go with the flow of things, but don't get invested and start picking out places for a wedding, because that's not going to be it. It's the guy at the 6-month mark that will be a much longer term relationship. And I'm not saying that's going to be a wedding, but I am saying it will be longer, okay? Thank you so much for calling in. I'm going to go directly to the next caller, who is 610. Hello, 610. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. My pleasure. How may I help you today?
Okay, Tony. I had a question concerning my career, my present job specifically. It was a good opportunity, and I was pretty excited. And, you know, I'm moving along. I'm there about 7 months now. And I wanted to see, you know, what you're picking up for me at this job as far as, you know, my future here, promotions, you know, getting along with my peers and all that good stuff.
Okay. So the first thing I pick up is there is a little confusion at this company, or a little complications. Like, on the outside, everything looks beautiful, but behind the scenes, things can be a little bit chaotic sometimes. Is that accurate?
Well, we are, I would say, like, we're, like, being, there, things are being worked behind the scene, because there's, like, I don't want to say restructuring, but new things are being put into place.
Okay.
New set of rules, new things are being implemented. So, yeah, they are changing.
Yeah.
Even within our department, there was never, like, a process created, but I think we're working towards that.
Okay, this is all, okay, so here's what I'm going to tell you. Breathe, just breathe, and know that this is all for your benefit. In the end, this is going to work out, the wherewithal to hang on and get through it. Now, anytime there are changes, tend to get a little bit tentative or freak out because nobody likes change. They like the old guard. They like that they're used to it. They're settled in. These changes that they're implementing, this new structure they're bringing in, is going to bring a much better flow to the company as a whole. So hold on, breathe through it, go in, do your work, don't listen to nobody else or what they're saying. Just allow yourself to be in that space of your work, because really that's why we're there. And you're going to find you do perfectly through this. I feel like you will stay there. You will stay there for... Have you already started putting applications out?
No, I'm not looking to leave.
Okay,
no,
good, good.
This is a great place,
good.
And I'm not looking to leave.
Okay. I'm hearing in a month there will be a change. Now, I'm trying to clarify what this change is. I don't want to freak you out. But in a month there's going to be a change. And that might mean that some of these implementations are going to be done by then. You're going to feel good about it. And I feel like if you stick through this, if you get through this, there will be promotional opportunities for you in the future within this company. Those promotional opportunities won't be for a bit of time. We're looking at 6 months to a year before these promotional opportunities really start to flow. But stick with it, because I feel like you will move up in this company if all goes well and you just keep your nose in your work and stay out of the personal business stuff. That's really important. Just go in, do your job. Don't get caught up in the he said, she said. Don't get in the drama of the work, of the workplace. People stay, just go in and work. Other people at this company, I see two people are happy to throw other people under the bus. Just, you know, go in, do your job, exceed at what you need to do, and they are going to see your work, and they are going to move you up eventually. It's not going to happen right away. They have too much going on behind the scenes right now, what they're implementing. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of chaos behind the scenes. Just stay out of gossip and such, and you're going to move forward, and on, like the statement, onward and upward comes in, okay?
Right. Because they did offer me a level 2 position. My boss, you know, we had a meeting. I didn't even know what a meeting was about. Next thing you know, I saw it in my calendar. And then he said, you know what, we're going to have this opening for this position, but before we posted it, we wanted to see if you're interested, so we wanted to offer it to you. And I said, yeah, absolutely. But they were in the process of hiring someone. The hiring took a while. It was a lot of work, even on my shoulder. I was overwhelmed at times. And they finally hired a person. He's starting sometime in the beginning of June. So he's going to start mm-hmm. out. So I'm guessing, you know, maybe they'll start training me for the next level. So, yeah.
Absolutely. That's already a done deal. Now, so they're not talking about this particular promotion. They're talking about the next one. The next one's going to come in about 6 months to a year. So just stick with this company and stay, like, focus only on your work, okay? I always say to people, it's great if you can meet a good friend at work, but don't always count on it, because our work friends should be very casual sometimes. And I always say this, if you want to be the boss, if you want to be the manager, act like the manager. The manager doesn't go around talking to everybody about their weekend. The manager doesn't go around sitting at the water cooler gossiping about people or talking about how bad the company is. If you want to move up the ranks in your company, you behave like the top person in your company. Boom, done, that's it. If they see you behaving like a manager, like a CEO, they will move you up. If they see you acting like a disgruntled employee, they will move you out eventually. So just keep your nose in your work and your ears on what the bosses are doing and looking for, and you will keep moving up within this company, okay? Don't worry about making friends. Worry about making money and making a title. That is the statement
right.
I am getting for you, okay?
Okay. But you don't see them, like, getting rid of me or anything, right?
No, sweetie. I see you having potential. Just stay within your work parameters, and you will be, again, you just moved up now. In about between six months and a year, I feel like there is going to be another move up for you, okay?
Okay, will do. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome. Have an amazing rest of the day.
You too. Bye-bye, Tony.
Bye-bye. Okay, this is so good today. I'm actually being able to get to so many people today. I'm so grateful for that. But before I go to the next caller, don't go anywhere, 718, you're next. Raceentry.com, RaceEntry.com. Please go there, check out that page, and support this cause if it's in your heart and your finances. 718, how are you today?
Hi, Tony. This is Katie. I'm doing good. How are you?
Hey, Katie. I'm doing wonderful. How can I help you today?
Okay, so I have kind of like a, I don't know, a hormone question or a health question. I had got fibroids, and I had got them removed, but I had got a really big stomach, and then I lost weight, like in my legs and my butt. And I'm just wondering, to me, since where I've been staying at, I lost a lot of weight, and it's like I haven't been able to gain my weight back. And I'm wondering what's going on, because I want to put back on weight, or at least in my certain areas, and I'm just wondering what's going on with me or why did this happen? Because some people get fibroids and their shape doesn't change.
Okay, so the fibroids have been removed, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and you're now, are you still losing weight? You're sustained, right?
I'm at a certain weight. But I want to gain my weight back or get my butt and my legs back. Yeah, I want to gain weight.
Yeah. Okay, so what I'm hearing is, there's a lot of things I'm hearing here. So I'm going to try to slow down what I'm hearing. And the first thing I'm hearing is hit the gym. The second thing I'm hearing is sometimes when we have things like that going on in our body, there's an unbalance in our hormones, and that imbalance in our hormones is what caused that weight gain to begin with. So in that case, in your particular case, I feel like if I'm understanding what I'm hearing correctly, and I'm getting goosebumps on this, so I'm thinking it's accurate, that weight gain was caused by those fibroids because it...
The stomach, the weight gain in the stomach, yes.
Right. But also, you know, when we gain in the stomach, it spreads down to the legs and the thighs and so on and so forth. So they're saying build naturally and build healthfully through the gym, rather than through the hormonal imbalance again. It's a blessing that weight has gone off, because that means that everything is copacetic again and everything is like homeostasis. They're using all these words I don't know. Thank you, guys. That makes me feel so brilliant this morning. They've been using big words all morning. I think they're asking me to expand on my vocabulary. I don't know. So it's a blessing that weight is gone, because that means that you're back at balance again. See, there's a word I get. Thank you. What they want you to do is to build it naturally and healthfully through exercise, whether it be a gym, a class, yoga, whatever it is. You can get that on. You can get it on in muscle. It's going to be healthier for you and much more. It will sustain much longer and keep you healthier in the long run, okay? It's going to keep you healthier in the long run. Now, I'm going to tell you, my first job was in a health club, my first significant job, and I stayed there for years, became district manager, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to tell you, I am a booty girl. Booty girl. I love
me too, me too.
Let me tell you, if my booty is off, I am off. So,
What happened?
Oh, I need my booty back.
Yes.
So what I'm going to tell you is hit the leg press machine. And then if you are on the leg press machine, that is going to work your quads, your hamstrings, and your glutes, maximus and minimus. And just hit that machine. I am always, I do the leg press one of two ways. Every single time I go to the gym, I also do the elliptical at the gym. When I get home, if I don't have time to make it to the gym, I have too many clients, I crank my treadmill up to level 12 and incline, and then I do lunges on it. Like I'm doing walking lunges and climbing, because nothing will build your booty like that, okay? And it's going to hurt a little bit when you first start, but it is so worth it in the end. Pun intended.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure because, you know, they have, you know, doctors that take care of this now. So I was like,
no,
I really
don't do
wasn't
that
sure.
Because I have seen, actually, this weekend I went out with one of my friends, and we were at a place, and I saw some booty implants, and they sag. I did not know a booty implant could sag, and you know, it's just your skin is
no, it's not
it.
A booty
That's
implant.
It.
It's like fat transfer. So they take the fat off the stomach and put it back where it was at.
You don't need to do that. Just get to the gym and work it. Just get on those squats, get on those lunges, get that leg press, and do the elliptical, and that will be a solid. And you can build with that leg press as you incrementally add weight, and not all at once, you know, build yourself. You will be amazed at the booty that you get and how good it looks, okay?
Okay, so my angel's saying I could get it back with weight training, with the gym.
Yes, get to the gym and work it. You will be very, very happy with your results, okay? And I feel you. I know what you're talking about. I mean, I
no,
don't
know. No, because I had a great
booty,
shape, and I'm like, what happened? What happened here?
Where did it go to? No, I completely understand. Just hit the gym or, you know, a hill, or you can do this outside on your own if you can force yourself, like, sometimes if I know I'm not going to be able to hit the gym while I'm brushing my teeth, I'm doing squats, you know.
Yeah.
It's good to multitask anyway, right? So just do the gym, try the gym thing for a good solid 6 months, and then if you feel like, oh, this really stinks, I am going to not be able to get this back, or I'm not liking the results. But I feel like if you do your solid squats and you do, what do they call that? I can't remember the name of it. But
lunges, squats,
and if you can get on the leg press and incrementally add those plates of weights or add weight, you're going to notice your booty getting bigger regardless of, okay?
Yeah. I know it's crazy to call in about this, right?
Hey, we're human beings. We're being human.
Right.
So I need you to hold on a second. I'm gonna have you take the show out with me. So I want to thank everybody so much for listening in today. It's just been such a blessing and an honor to be able to bring this show to you and help those that I have hopefully helped this afternoon. And I want to say, please, if it's in your heart and your finances, go to raceentry.com. And if for no other reason, just to look at what two very young, talented girls have accomplished to help some families, some children in need. I will be back next Monday at noon. I hope to hear you then or be with you then. And thank you so much for calling in today. I'm so grateful I was able to help you. And I hope you have a magnificent week. Okay, love?
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
You are welcome. And I next week will try to get through as many callers as I can. If you did not get through this week, please try again next week. Try to rotate the callers to make sure everybody absolutely gets a chance to ask a question. Thank you so much for listening in today. Have an amazing week.